New heading. People have choices. So what's the direct connection between the controlling thing, that is a part-person paradigm, that dominates today's workplace and the inability of managers and organizations to inspire their people to volunteer their highest talents and contributions? The answer is simple. People make choices. Consciously or subconsciously, people decide how much of themselves they will give to their work depending on how they are treated and on their opportunities to use all four parts of their nature. These choices range from rebelling or quitting to creative excitement. Let me briefly state what these six choices are. First, rebel or quit. Second, malicious obedience. Third, willing compliance. Fourth, cheerful cooperation. Fifth, heartfelt commitment. Sixth, or creative excitement. Now let's discuss each in turn in relation to how you're being treated. First, let's say you're not treated fairly. That is, there's a lot of politics at play in your organization. There's nepotism. The pay system just doesn't seem fair and just, and your own pay does not accurately reflect the level of your contribution. What would your choice be? Remember the six: rebel or quit, malicious obedience, willing compliance, cheerful cooperation, heartfelt commitment, or creative excitement. So what would your choice be if there's no sense of fairness? Second, let's say that you are treated fairly in terms of your pay, but you are not treated kindly. That is, you are not respected, your treatment is inconsistent, arbitrary, capricious, perhaps largely dictated by the mood of your boss. Now what would your choice be? Rebel or quit, malicious obedience, willing compliance, cheerful cooperation, heartfelt commitment, or creative excitement? Third, now let's say that you are paid fairly and treated kindly, but when your opinion is wanted, it is given to you. In other words, your body and heart are valued, but not your mind. Now what would your choice be? Fourth, now let's say that you are paid fairly, that is for the body, treated kindly, the heart, involved creatively, the mind, but you are asked to dig a hole and fill it again, or to make out reports that no one ever sees or uses. In other words, the work is meaningless. That's the spirit side, see? Now what would your choice be? Fifth, now let's say that you're paid fairly, treated kindly, and involved creatively in meaningful work, but there's a lot of lying and cheating going on with customers and suppliers, a lot of manipulation and duplicity, even involving other employees. In other words, the spirit of integrity isn't there. What would your choice be now? Now notice we went through all four parts of a whole person paradigm: body, mind, heart, and spirit. The spirit being divided in two parts, that is the meaningfulness of the work and the unprincipled way that it is being done. The point is, if you neglect any one of the four parts of human nature, any one of them, you turn a person into a thing. And what do you do with things? You have to manage them. You have to control and carrot and stick them in order to motivate them. Motivation becomes external. Then you sandwich technique, the performance appraisal, and carrot and stick more, the great jackass theory of human motivation, so fundamentally insulting and repugnant to the full sense of what a human being is. You know what? I've asked these five questions all around the world in different settings, and almost inevitably the answer falls into the bottom three categories, that people would either rebel or quit, or they would maliciously obey, meaning they'll do it but they actually hope it doesn't work, or at best they'll willingly comply. But in today's information knowledge worker age, only one who is respected as a whole person in a whole job, one who is paid fairly, treated kindly, used creatively, and given opportunities to serve human needs in principled ways, makes one of the upper three choices: cheerful cooperation, heartfelt commitment, or creative excitement. Can you begin to see how the core problems in the workplace today and the core solution to those problems lie in our paradigm of human nature? Can you begin to see how many of the solutions to the problems in our homes and communities lie in this same paradigm? You see, the industrial age thing paradigm and all of the practices and systems and structures that flow from it are the modern day equivalent of bloodletting. A comprehensive description of the four chronic problems in organizations caused by neglecting the four parts of human nature, and then the solution involves the four roles of leadership, we'll begin in chapter 6. However, we must first deal with the individual response and solution to the pain and problems we've discussed. In other words, this is an inside-out approach, like the pebble thrown into the pond.
You have reached the end of this CD. To continue the program, please insert the next CD.